the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Raise your bets, you jackwagons! Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir! Tis indeed another Freaky Friday edition of the Fade 5 Podcast. Let's not waste a second of time. We got tickets in hand already, and we're hopping aboard the Honk Honk Plus Bus here on this Friday edition of the podcast. Here are the rules, Lundy. You know them. Plus 100 odds or greater could be on the diamond tonight. Could be in your favorite sport that you absolutely destroy, the WNBA tonight. Maybe it is the NFL. Maybe it is college football. You got a smorgasbord of sports betting options to choose from. Grab a plate, pile it up high on what, mi amigo?
Well, first of all, you left off, one of the bigger ones, and that is, this is kind of weird. There are preseason NHL games today, but there is also a regular season game today because they're doing their global series in Prague between the New Jersey Devils and the Sabres. They actually get underway at about 1 o'clock Eastern time, I think, today. So there's actual like games in the NHL that count because what they do is New Jersey and Buffalo are going to play two games. They basically each give up a home game. They go play across the pond. In this case, they're in Prague. And these games actually count. So it's kind of funny that there's some preseason games going on back here on the mainland, but there's actually actual hockey taking place. And then the season gets started next week, which means, yeah, baby. then I really start having fun. Okay, Brett, let's go to Sunday afternoon. And let's talk about Mr. DK Metcalf. And I'm looking for him for an anytime touchdown. Here's why. Brad, answer this question for me. Sure. What do CeeDee Lamb, Amari Cooper, and Justin Jefferson all have in common?
They're incredibly gifted athletically, and they probably scored a touchdown against the New York Giants.
Correct. You're talking about three number one wide receivers that have already scored against the New York Giants. So let's take another number one wide receiver who's at home in the Pacific Northwest and give me DK Metcalf to splash six. That kind of trend with the way that the Giants have been getting beaten by number one wideouts tells me that DK, who's already got a couple of touchdowns this season, is going to add another one to his 2024 resume this weekend. So afternoon play, one of my favorite touchdown plays of Sunday's slate, DK Metcalf. And the best odds, by the way, it's plus 125 at DraftKings, but over at Caesars, plus 145. Snag that one while you can.
Yeah, work the shoulders and get seduced by that juice. Not going to be decaf Metcalf, to say the least. I think that is a strong play, my friend.
And let's by the way, I like his yards. I think he's going to eat the Giants alive.
Yeah, it more likely will. Everybody's going to eat the Giants alive. Malik Nabers is not going to play. He's out with a concussion. Just came off the wire right before tape time. But I'm going to go the junior circuit, and I'm going to work a little money line magic. Fingers and toes crossed. That is the case. And we're going to wave the wand to Lake. Give me the Huskies mush. Huskies mush at home against Michigan on the money line. And give me the Naval Academy. Take it on. Aim high. And really, they're the ground force right now, not the Air Force. So give me the Navy midshipmen on the money line. So Washington money line, Navy money line, plus 135 on that simple two-legger there at BetMGM. A little bit of background. I'm going to start with Navy first. They're unblemished, and honestly, I don't really see them losing a game anytime soon. They are firing all cylinders right now with that triple option offense. They're number 14 in total EPA per play offense, number 64 EPA per play defense. That is a light years ahead in both categories of the Air Force, not so fighting Falcons. They're number 121 nationally, nearly dead last EPA per play offense, and number 108 in EPA per play defense. My buddies at College Football Insiders have this projected 35.88 to 16.21. That's a sizable victory for Navy, giving them a 93.11% chance to take it on the money line. I think they coast to an easy victory. Now, this game is going to be nip and tuck out there in Sasquatch land in the Starbucks City. I like the Huskies. The standard line has come tumbling down. I saw it as high as 3. It's now minus 1.5 right now at tape time at BetMGM. But I think the Huskies do mush in this one and get the victory and gets Michigan. Look at Washington, number 22 EPA per play offense, number 15 EPA per play defense. Michigan far further down the ladder in both those categories, 57 in offense nationally, 31 in defense. They're going to be served a giant slice of humble pie. However, College Football Insiders only gives Washington a 48.7% chance to win this game on the money line. But I think they're going to take care of business with the X factor being the home crowd, probably 70,000 packed into the stadium there in Seattle. So give me Washington on the money line. Give me Navy on the money line. Yeah, put those two legs together. Plus 135 at BetMGM. With those bets on the board, let's get after it with another Friday edition of the Fade Five.
Number five.
All docks in the desert earn no snossages. Yes, numero cinco on the countdown is Kyler Murray of the Arizona Cardinals, and I'm going to take the over on rush attempts. And that number sitting at 4.5, juiced up a little bit, but doesn't scare me at all at a minus 130 there at BetMGM. I think it's going to run at least a handful of times, if not like 6 or 7 in total in this game. Over the first 4 games, he's gone 5, 5, 5, and then a blip on the radar there. 1 rush attempt. That was it last week. So he's actually averaging north of this number, or right around this number, at 4 rush attempts per game. He's averaging as well 41 rush yards per contest. A lone matchup he had against San Francisco that he played in last year, he ran 6 times. Arizona's done a pretty good job in terms of pass protection, number 13, and pass blocking efficiency, according to PFF. But the reason why I really like this prop is the aggressiveness of the San Francisco front line. They have the 3rd highest pocket pressure rate at 32.1% in the entirety of the NFL. So you put all together. Run, Dachshund, run. Work those little legs on the ground. Call your own number. I just need to do it 5 times. I don't think kneel downs are going to come into play here because I believe Arizona's going to get waxed on the road. But I do like Kyler Murray over 4.5 rush attempts at a minus 130 juice there at BetMGM. Numero cinco, mi amigo, on the countdown. Does it match the digits on my hand, Fade?
I don't know. How many fingers were you holding up there for a second?
I'm like Al Fonseca, man.
It was like this, and then all of a sudden your thumb appeared, and it was like, wait, what? What am I doing here?
3-finger brown? I don't know.
You dip into the tequila a little too much last night?
No, actually, I was celebrating. I was live on air. I was a sober sister last night.
Well, that's true. Your show that you do with BetQL and all of that
is drinking.
It is in the evening. It does cut into your drinking time. It's frowned upon in this establishment for you to be drunk while you're on the air. For our pod, it doesn't matter. That's why I was asking. just to make sure. I do think Kyler's going to call his own number. I think there's also a couple that'll get designed run plays in there. So if you get at least a couple of them that are essentially designed for him to take off, try to scamper, could even be trying to pick up a first down, right? 3rd and short, something like that. And then a few that he improvs on. I think that's the right kind of game script here for Arizona. So you put all that together. Yes, they're going to be in trouble being on the road in Santa Clara, but I do think he's going to have to scamper some. I will say this. I'll get nervous if he's not already at like 3 early in the 3rd quarter, because I think the game script is going to really screw with them late. So let's hope that he can get some stuff done early and maybe often so that we can cash this one by the time the clock hits the 000s.
Hey, Kyler Murray, do me a favor and be Baker Mayfield.
Number 4.
Numero quattro here on the Fade 5 countdown. Let's go to Z-Hole. Smash hole. The football Frankenstein. It's Halloween season. It's October after all. Derrick Henry. I think he goes for at least 90 rushing yards in this matchup on the road against the Cincinnati Bengals, have been rather clawless, you could say, in defending the run this season. It's a plus 110 juice in that old market there at DraftKings Sportsbook. You look at Cincy, number 28 in rush EPA defense this season, specifically giving up 4.48 yards per carry and 114.3 rush yards per game just to the running back position. 3 RBs, as a matter of fact, have ran for at least 90 yards against them The Baltimore offensive line has been spectacular this season. They are number three, according to PFF, in run blocking efficiency. And you look at Henry, he's doing what he always does, and that is trucking over fools. He is number 12 in yards after contact per attempt at 3.33 in that category. He is number three in total missed tackles forced with 17 this season. In the last couple of games, he just went for 151 yards at a buck 99 last week. All we need is 90. I think this is going to be a hotly contested affair in this intra-divisional battle between Cincy and Baltimore. But maybe late in the fourth quarter with the lead, he takes off. Maybe hits a peak speed around 21 miles an hour in the open field. And we cash in on the alt market prop here. 90 or more rushing yards. That's what I need from the football Frankenstein at a plus 110 at DraftKings Lundy. Fader follow.
The problem with Derrick Henry is that you have to practically take alt markets just to get anywhere near a decent payday.
Yeah,
when true. It comes to betting. I mean, for example, he's minus 200 for a touchdown. Minus 200 for a touchdown. That is insane. For two or more, it's plus 280. I mean, obviously, you're getting some plus odds there. I'm not going to roll the dice on that just in case you get Lamar calling his own number down there by the goal line. But that's what you've got to do right now with Derrick Henry because everything is so automatic. So you've got to play some of these alt markets. Take him for 90 or more. Should be, I think it's a really great game. It's one of the ones I'm looking forward to this weekend. Just because, I tweeted this last week. Like, I don't know what the hell is going on between Joe Burrow's ears, but somebody needs to help him because that fool is lost right now on the field. I don't know if some of the bleach from his hair soaked in got into some of the gray matter. Like I don't know what's going on, but something's wrong with Joe. And since he needs to figure out how to fix it. But yes, 90 or more for Derrick Henry. What did we see previously? 87 on one carry. Take the over on the 90.
Derrick Henry against C-hole, smash hole, make Brad money.
Number three.
Numero tres on the Fade 5 countdown. Let's go with the former Denver Bronco. He's had a decent season in a lackluster offense, and that being Jerry Jeudy. I think he goes for 50 or more yards this week. That's why I wrote about him in my Fantasy Flames wide receiver column there on thegamingjuice.com. So, and again, in this alt market, I'm an investor at a plus 120 juice. Why is taking on the Washington Commanders, who are dead last in pass EPA defense at number 32 in the NFL. And most importantly, he's going to see a ton of Mike Sanrastil in coverage. This is what Sanrastil has given up this season, a 144.6 passer rating, 80% catch rate, 3 touchdowns, and 12 receptions for 138 yards. All I need is a 5-0, baby. And we're cashing that ticket at plus money. Look at Jerry Jeudy. He's averaging a healthy 7.5 targets per game. He's top 15 in total air yards, top 10, believe it or not, in route win percentage. Now he's number 17 in unrealized air yards, which really speaks the inadequacies that Deshaun Watson possesses. But look at the first four games. It's patternistic right now. 25 yards, 73. 27 yards, 72. So if you go by the pattern, he's going to finish in the 20s, but patterns could be damned. Get out of here with that nonsense. Based on the matchup alone, it's the friendliest on paper against the most generous secondary of the league. Jerry Jeudy, 50 or more receiving yards at a plus 120 juice. Take my money, BetMGM or DraftKings or whoever has this. Take my damn money. Lundy, are you a buyer as well on this prop? Fade or follow?
Fade.
Really?
I don't think he's
still bitter about his days in Denver, I take it?
No, it's actually his days in Denver tell me I can't trust him.
I'm saying.
Yeah, but it's not a bitterness. It's based on fact. I don't trust the dude.
All right.
And I certainly don't trust the dude throwing him the ball. So you put those two things together, and I don't think it happens. Last week, in their matchup, they didn't allow. And I'm talking about Washington here. They did not allow a wide receiver to get over 50 yards. I think it's going to be the same thing. I do not trust Deshaun Watson, and I don't trust Jerry Jeudy. So I think you're off your rocker with your 50-plus here with Jeudy. If you want to somehow same-game parlay and bring him down to 25 or 30, I'll buy into that. But I'm not buying. I'm not buying 50, brother. Not buying it.
Hey, guess what? There are more highly fadeable opportunities for you at thegamingjuice.com. Go there right now. All of our content is 100% free. My fantasy football flames pieces are posting there every single week. Quarterback, running back, wide receiver, and tight end. Fantasy football rankings also posting there, and I'm updating them all the time based on the various injury news and notes that are coming out on a day-to-day basis. My free spreadsheet of all my gambling picks that I actually play is there. Lundy's lives there as well. Ben Wittenstein, Nate Jacobson, they're cranking out all kinds of college football betting content. Just oodles of content, and you don't pay a stinking dime. Go to thegamingjuice.com right now. You can ask me some questions as well, and I'll get to them in a timely fashion in the Ask Brad segment of the site. And it's all free to sign up. TheGamingJuice.com. Click, converse, and cash. Maybe.
Number two.
Numero dos here on the countdown. Hey, guess what? Another alt line. And another one available there at plus. Yeah, it is at plus money. You know, it's a buy heavy week. We got four teams on a 1 week CS to Detroit.
That's not buy heavy. The NFL has given us crap where they've got six or eight, dude. Buy heavy is not four.
It is for fantasy and betting devices. And I need more games to lose money. Anyway, I'm feeling good about this one. Numero dos of the countdown. Al Lazard. 40 or more receiving yards, plus 110. I grabbed this, by the way, at DraftKings Sportsbook, and I absolutely adore it. Why he is taking on the Minnesota Vikings, and I know what you're thinking. It's Minnesota. They're at home. They're number one in the NFL in pass EPA defense. It's all fine and dandy, but you peel back the layers of the onion, and he has got a sensational mano-a-mano matchup because he sees most of his snaps in the slot. And as a result, he's going to get a lot of Byron Murphy in coverage. This is what Byron Murphy, the slot DB of the Vikes, has allowed this season. The most yards of any defensive back in the NFL, 352, as a matter of fact, along with a 75.7 catch rate, two touchdowns, and a 111.5 passer rating. Five wide receivers have reached the 40-yard mark against this defense this season. Lazard's already done this a couple of times as well. He's in a rhythm and a flow, but based on the history and the chemistry that he has established over practically like the last 20,000 years with Aaron Rodgers, very familiar territory for Rodgers to perform in. I think he's actually going to play quite well. I'll be surprised the Jets win this game straight up, quite honestly. So we're going to take him there on the money line at plus odds. I wouldn't blame you, but my favorite bet in this game, the Lizard King, Alan Lazard, is going to slither his way to at least 40-plus receiving yards at a plus 110 juice there at DraftKings. Lundy, Vader, follow.
Yes, this alt line I can do. Now, if you follow the podcast long enough, and you should have, because I think, Brad, this is episode 722.
Oh, my gosh. We've done that.
I'm not making up these numbers, folks. That's how long Brad and I have been doing this podcast. Yeah. But if you've listened, you know that I don't like doing a lot of bets when it comes to the London games. I just, frankly, I don't trust, you know, you get some players, you're slightly out of whack. I don't know. They had some bad fish and chips. Something happens. And so I don't trust it. I will say this. If I were going to gamble on the game on Sunday morning, if I were going to do it. And I know that at some point in time on Saturday evening, I'm going to be a couple of IPAs in, which means I will. I actually like the Jets on the money line as well. So I kind of like the plus odds and the idea of Rodgers going over there and taking care of the Vikings. But in particular with this player prop, yes, look, they've got the chemistry, folks. They practically these two were playing together when Madame Curie was discovering stuff. Okay. These guys get the chemistry idea, and I think Lazard hits 40 again.
Have a spot of tea in Jolly Old England in cash in with Alan Lazard.
Number one.
All right, terrible British accent there. Numero uno here on the Fade 5 podcast. I love Brian Thomas Jr. And I'm taking the over, baby. And we've seen some line movement on this sucker. It opened at 48.5. at all the various sports books. The best odds in the business right now at BetMGM. And if you're listening, consuming this podcast early, go there now because this sucker's going to jump. It's 50 and a half there on the over at a minus 125 juice. But if you shop around at tape time, DraftKings, 5 yards higher. And it's juicy the over as well. So I think this sucker's going to just keep on climbing because it was way too low, way too soft out of the gate. And I would even play this in the alt market as well, which I am laddering. I took it at 60 or more yards at DraftKings at plus 110. Hell, I even took 80 or more yards at plus 260. But just on the bare bones bottom line, I think he's going to hit the over on 50 and a half receiving yards because he's taking on the Indianapolis Colts, who were number 24 in pass EPA defense. And more specifically, going to get a lot of Jalen Jones in coverage. Jones has given up the seventh most yards to his assignments this season. That's 231, along with 14.4 yards per reception and a 64% catch rate. Thomas has been a rookie sensation this year. He has already been over this prop a couple of times, and in those couple of times, convincingly so. He had 94 in week two and 86 last week. He's number 16 in yards per route run. He's number 18 in yards per target. He's number 16 in yards per reception at 16.2. He is numero tres, mi amigos, in route win percentage, and also number 21 in total air yards. Do it for Duval! Duval County, number one play, NFL week numero cinco. Is Brian Thomas over 50 and a half receiving yards at a minus 125 juice at BetMGM. Lundy, you better follow me, but fade or follow.
Okay, fine. You're rude. You better do this. You better, Lundy, or you're going to be in trouble.
You're going to regret it. You're going to be donating money to the book. Are you really following me?
Sure, fine. How much money have we already donated to the books? Gee, many Christmas.
Well, they build new towers every year.
I know, but you make it sound like we're over here rolling in money, and, oh, you better follow me again. Otherwise, you're going to give it all back. Dude, I give it back on a daily freaking basis. Looking at you, William Contreras. Thanks a lot for going over yesterday, you clown. I digress. There's plenty of people I could bitch at right now, including Baker Mayfield. I'll leave it alone. You go ahead.
All right. I think he's in on Brian Thomas, but of course
I'm in on Brian Thomas. I'll play your little game. You go right ahead. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm the host, so I'm going to continue to tee you up, my friend. It's bonus time. Bonus time. Lundy was just so hum about that last play because I threatened bodily harm. He is now going to reciprocate those hollow threats. And he's going to give us some additional action. So, good sir, please share.
Let me round it off in the NFL before we go over to the college gridiron here. Let me start off on the NFL. Two other touchdown plays, anytime touchdowns for Sunday that I am a big fan of. Let's go back to the aforementioned Commanders. Give me Jaden Daniels to call his own number. I'll take him for an anytime touchdown. You can snag that one right now at a plus 130. And I say it is back-to-back weeks. Yes, do it. I will be in the stands. Let's talk about Courtland Sutton to get another touchdown this weekend going up against the Raiders. The Raiders have already allowed four touchdowns, two wideouts this year. It's going to be at least a fifth one. I say Courtland Sutton goes back-to-back, and check this out, ladies and gentlemen. Plus 210 for Court to be able to splash six yet again this weekend. This time, I think he can keep the game ball. He doesn't have to give it to Bo Nix for his first touchdown. So Courtland Sutton plus 210, Jaden Daniels plus 130. Those are the other two that I really like to go along with DK Metcalf. And yes, I am a D-gen. Yes, I will wind up parlaying and round-robining all of those together. I want to go back to the Seattle game just because I do believe the Seahawks and Geno Smith are going to be able to smack the Giants around when it comes to passing and receiving. So this is a very simple three-leg same-game parlay for you, but the payday is a plus 132. Give me Geno to have 225 or more through the air. Let's say 50 of those at least go to DK Metcalf, and then just give me the Seahawks on the money line. Seahawks money line, Geno 225, DK for at least 50. Put all that together. That is a very simple plus 132 SGP that you can play. All right, we're going to get some reaction time now. So we pop Brad back up in the window. Brad, I like to go through, you know, I'm a big country music fan. And if you follow the show enough, you know that one of my friends in the music biz that he and I have just become friends sort of accidentally over the course of the last decade is Josh Abbott of the Josh Abbott Band. And one of the things that Josh and I do every Saturday, we wind up texting back and forth. Josh loves to pick like five or six college football underdogs. Okay. And then what he does is he just round robins them together, because basically, if you can get three of them right, at the very least, you're going to break even, and then you kind of play from there. And you kind of look for the pockets, and especially in college football. It's a lot harder to do in the NFL than it is in college football. But I want to throw at you a couple that I like for this weekend. Just quick reaction from you, whether you agree or disagree. North Carolina is a three-point dog at home to Pittsburgh. I like the Tar Heels. Say, what say you?
I am going to follow you on that.
Ooh, maybe. I like that one. It's not plus odds, but it is an underdog pick. I say the Eagles fly in and take care of the Cavaliers. Give me Boston College on the money line as well. What say you?
Yeah, another follow from me as well.
Oh, I like this. Look at you having a little bit of fun here with me. I didn't know what whether you'd actually decide to come along with me on this one. All right, this is the last one. Quick reaction. Jayhawks, Sun Devils, give me the Jayhawks. And no, it's not because of my wife, because she's not listening to the pod or watching this on YouTube. I think KU comes in and takes care of the Sun Devils.
I'm going to fade the living day inside of you, because I've seen this KU team disappoint way too many times. They're probably going to do it again.
Oh, all right. So you followed me on two out of the three. Like I said, I like UNC at home. I like Boston College on the road against Virginia. And I will take Kansas on the road against the Arizona State Sun Devils. So a few, look, one of the things you can do, folks, here on the pod, if you don't like that, go in and grab these teams, either plus the points or alt line them, you know, bring it up to like +7.5, +8.5, and then parlay them all together. Because at the very least, I think we're looking at competitive games across those three. Time for me to yield the floor to the fine gentleman from Illinois.
Team Ramos Parlay Play of the Daytime here on the podcast. We do this every single episode. We're going to keep this one really simple. It's just a little two-legger, so not technically an SGP. It's a two-leg parlay. Give me Bo Nix of Lundy's Denver Broncos over 4.5 rush attempts. And let's get down with my boy Chase Brown. We're going to be chugging the maple syrup in celebration. All we need is 25 or more rush yards in the alt market. He of the Cincinnati Bengals taking on the Baltimore Ravens. Put those two together, +138. I'll work the shoulders because I got seduced by that juice at BetMGM. A little bit of background on these two plays, starting with Chase Brown. He has been sensational in some of the advanced data markets. He is top five in yards after contact per attempt. And what we have seen about him is an uptick, a surge in overall opportunity share and snap share as well. It's close to like a 50-50 split with him. And also with Zach Moss over the last couple of weeks, and I think it's going to be more of the same. In fact, last three games, he's gone 31 rush yards, 62 rush yards, and 80 rush yards, 4, 7, and 15 attempts over that span. I think it's going to be double digits in the attempts realm again. He's just got more electricity, more juice in the legs. I know Baltimore is only giving up 42.5 rush yards per game in the running back position, only 2.74 yards per carry. They've been dynamite, number 6 overall on rush EPA defense. But if he gets roughly 40 to 50% of the opportunity share, he's going to cash in on 25 yards. And then with Bo Nix, this is what he's done so far in rush attempts. 5, 4, 9, and 5. He likes to call his own number. RPO-based system there in Denver at times. So he's hit the over in 3 or 4 games. Vegas is only number 24 and pocket pressure rate at 19%. But a pair of quarterbacks have hit the over on rush attempts against them. Lamar Jackson had 5, and Deshaun Watson last week had 8. So I think Nix is going to go for at least 5 rush attempts. We match that with Chase Brown, 25 or more rush yards, +138, the Team Wavos Parlay Play of NFL Week 5, as put together at BetMGM. Elsewhere, Buddhist time! Lundy, give me Roschon Johnson for any time touchdown. Bear down, Chicago Bears. Take it on Carolina, number 23 in rush EPAD. The Panthers have given up 7 running back touchdowns this season. Yeah, he didn't get the big surge in opportunity share last week, but he's going to probably get anywhere between 5 to 7 touches in this game. He did have a red zone touch last week, and he took it in for 6. It could be more of the same again, as the Bears should be able to move the chains rather uninhibitedly in that game. So I think he does splash 6, and pretty good value here at plus 225. At BetMGM. Elsewhere, I like Cortland Sutton, 50 or more receiving yards, and you get that at even money, plus 100. So, Lundy, I'm loving what you were selling there. Last 2 games, he's gone for 60 or more in those back-to-back contests, and it's not like the Raiders are all that intimidating. Middle of the pack, number 15, and pass EPA defense. So, nice rhythm he is establishing with Bo Nix. Cortland Sutton, 50 or more receiving yards. I think that hits at a plus 100 juice. I'm going to live in a land down under on the Dak attack. Dak Prescott grabbed at 241.5 pass yards, taking on the Steelers, who are number 10 in pass EPA defense, going up just 197.3 pass yards per game. I think Dak is going to have another lackluster performance under the primetime lights. And let's talk about maybe the hottest commodity in fantasy football right now, Dontavian Wicks of Green Bay. I'm going to take the over 49.5 receiving yards for him at a minus 115 juice. We'll see if Romeo Dobbs on the field. He's got a personal matter he's been addressing. Got to be a whole lot of Jaden Reed, but it could be a surge for Wicks, who's been tearing it up of late. And if Dobbs is out, he's going to get a ton of Tre'Davious White, who was one of the best cover corners in the league when he was in Buffalo about a handful of years ago. But now he's awful. How awful? 133 coverage snaps, a 147.8 passer rating, 151 total yards, 16.8 yards per catch, and 4 touchdowns he has given up. I think Wicks is here to stay. And against this collective unit of the Rams, who are number 31 to pass EPA defense, he's got to hit 50 yards. And again, that over 49.5 pays at a minus 115 juice. Quickly, college football on this Friday. I am going to live kind of in the middle here. Give me UNLV on the money line. I'm going to take Syracuse way up to plus 17.5. So keep it within 17. I put this together with DraftKings. It's plus 100. On that SGP, and I like that quite a bit. The other one I like tonight, Oregon, I'm going to take the line down to minus 19.5, parlay it with Michigan State, 10 or more points scored for the Spartans. You might be sweating this thing out. They only had 7 last week against Ohio State, but I think they do hit double figures. So Michigan State, 10 or more points, Oregon minus 19.5, plus 130 there at BetMGM. And we can't forget about our Rawhide fans. Let's give a baseball bet. Shohei Ohtani, show me the money. I just need a walk, brother. Just one. And if you hit the over on a half a walk, it's minus 105 at BetMGM. Going against Dylan Cease. He's got a pair of walks and 15 at-bats against him in his lifetime. Great history as well, over 1,000 OPS against Cease. Cease at 3.09 walks per 9 on the season. 3.66, though, on the road, and this is at Chavez Ravine. And it gets the Dodgers this year, Lundy. 6 walks for Cease and 10 2/3 innings. So just give me a walk, Shohei, and it could be maybe your first to bat. And we're cashing in at a minus 105 juice. All right, I'm out of breath. And we are out of time here on the Fade 5 podcast. Do us a favor. Would you kindly drop us a rating and a review at your leisure? And also fade or follow us on the X. Lundy, always giving it to you there. At Nate Lundy, I'm doing the same. At Noisy Huevos. Go to thegamingjuice.com right now and sign up, you jackals. Good luck in NFL week number 5. And until next time, mi amigos, as always, fade or follow. That is up to you. Peace.